Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Who wants cream? Nobody? Okay, no cream.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Guys, we've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure! We've got too far! There's too much to lose! We've got to keep our composure!
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
A lot of pressure. You got to rise above it. Mm-hmm. You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad. Feel the flow. Happy. Feel it. It's circular.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Hey, guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
The Fan.
Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willie's
thumbs. Hey, let's do this. Final hour of Dirt and Sprague on a beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being with us on Portland Sports Leader 1080, The Fan. Let's talk a little Portland Diamond Project coming up in a bit. Thursday Night Football. We got Timbers, playoff soccer, Blazers, Clippers. Lots to get to. It's a busy Thursday.
You're going to break down the Timbers match for me?
I think
plays
they have,
on the Sounders. Name me two players.
Patrick Dempsey. Clint Dempsey. What's his first name?
Isn't Patrick Dempsey an actor?
He is an actor. Yeah.
Is it? What? Dempsey's still there, right? Isn't he?
I think he might have retired.
Can you give me another one?
No, I cannot. They're strong at the midfield, though.
How many Timbers can we name?
I don't want to play that game. I'm not playing that game.
Chara.
I'm not playing that game.
Diego Valeri.
Let's get to the Pro Football Challenge.
Our guy that we interviewed.
1080 The Fan presents a little trip around the National Football League.
Simple plays executed with a maximum of effort.
Game by game, our hosts are ready to make their picks against the murderer's row that is the Fan Air Staff. The Junior Fan Genius.
They're going down with the girth.
And, yep, you the mighty fan listener.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
This is the Fan's NFL Challenge, brought to you by Encore Audio Video.
Today I'm laying the big wood.
The NFL Challenge with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
It's go time, yo.
The Fan.
Cut that meat. Cut that meat. Let's make some NFL picks. Pro Football Challenge. Don't forget to go play along. 1080thefan.com. Your chance to win a home stereo system.
Who did we interview?
Encore Audio Video.
The defenseman. He got in trouble.
Ridgewell.
Liam Ridgewell.
Yeah.
Ridgewell.
Is he still on the team?
Chara.
I don't know. I don't think so.
He was cool. He had a cool accent.
Valeri, Chara, and Ridgewell. Boom.
Yeah.
Three.
I don't think.
Why don't you pick up the slack and help me here?
All right. I don't know. I'm just going to avoid this one.
Why don't you just treat this like the racial conversation of yesterday?
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that one, okay?
Yes, he is still a Timber.
Liam Ridgewell is?
Yes.
Is
Chara? I just watched him play.
Is Chara still on the team?
Yes, Chara just had twins.
Okay, sorry. Just asking. Jeez. All right, here was what we did last week. Sprague, you and I tied with 9.
Okay.
Swigard took it in the shorts. He only got 7.
Guess who passed Swigard?
You're actually technically tied with him now. You were 2 back, so now you're tied.
Whatever. We had 3 different games.
You guys are at 85. I am at 81, slowly creeping. So, creep. Your listener leader is Weston with 97. So you guys are only 12 behind Weston, and I'm only 16 behind him. Bring it.
Well, we should just auto-pick like everybody else, and we'd be a little closer.
If you just let the computer pick favorites, we'd be getting 12 every week. All right, saving Thursday Night Football for last because it's a good game. Starting off, 10 a.m., New Orleans, maybe the best team in football, 7-1, just beat the Rams. The Ravens, back-to-back weeks, they are in Cincinnati, taking on the Bengals, 5-3 Cincinnati, 7-1 New Orleans.
Nobody is rooting harder, by the way, this weekend than for absolute chaos than Vegas. Their last 3 weeks, they are just getting annihilated by the betting public. This is one that I think they're hoping goes the other way, but I don't think it will. I think the Saints are going to win this. I know they had a tough, physical, emotional game against the Saints, and they ended the undefeated season for the Rams. But I'm going to take the Saints to beat the Bengals on the road.
And if I'm not wrong, I believe the Bengals are coming off of a bye.
Yes, but there's no AJ Green.
Okay, so, I mean, that is a little bit of a factor for them.
Did you know that before I said it?
Now that you said it, it's starting to come back to me that I might have saw a headline somewhere. Not that he was completely out, but that he was injured. But anyways,
so
yeah.
So our website doesn't work.
It's working for me. I'm on it right now.
I don't think coming off the bye week is going to matter at all. It will be a close game because it's in Cincinnati, but I think the Saints pull away with this one.
Yeah, I'm going to flip-flop on this one. I said on NFL True or False the other day that I liked Cincinnati to win, and then it was reminded to me that AJ Green. This one would scare me if I'm New Orleans just because they're on the road coming off such an emotional high. I do kind of like Cincinnati to cover the spread, but I don't have the cojones to take them. Give me New Orleans on the road. Next one up, is anybody going to take Cleveland to beat Atlanta?
Hey, you know, there's the whole fired coach mentality. Team
they
rallies
played a game
around
with a fired coach.
Yeah, they had that
suck.
One last weekend. Yeah,
no, were... Atlanta's going to win this game. I have Atlanta rolling in this one. I think they have found themselves offensively. And defensively, they're dealing with injuries. They're not great. But, man, they held Washington to 14 points. I think they understand how important this game is. They are still in a wild card position. Cleveland is not. Cleveland continues to struggle. Give me Atlanta.
I believe Falcons have won 3 in a row. Make it 4 in a row.
Yeah, they're playing good football. That was an impressive win last week. My Browns are having a tough year, but that's okay. We're still building for the future. Give me Atlanta to get the win on the road. Next one up, how about this turd sandwich? 3-5 versus 3-5. Indianapolis hosting Jacksonville.
Yeah, I love the Colts in this one. Jacksonville's got real problems. I know I believe they were on a bye last weekend, if I'm not mistaken. But I like Indianapolis. I think their offense has played pretty decently this season. Defensively, they have Darius Leonard, but that's really about it. And I like the Colts at home. I think Jacksonville's problems are big. I think they're real. I'm going to take the Colts.
I will as well. Leonard Fournette might come back, but I don't think it's going to matter. This Jags team has looked pretty putrid on offense, so just take away the run game, make Blake Bortles beat you. So, and that's not going to happen. Colts at home.
Well, we just had our fun with NFL stats. I don't know if people are realizing how good of a year Andrew Luck is having. You go back and look at what he did the first 2 or 3 games and then compare it to what he's done since then. He's been shredding defenses. He's playing really good football. So I know Jacksonville's got maybe one of the best defenses in the league still, but I don't trust their offense to be able to score. I think Andrew Luck will be able to put some points up. It's in Indy. Give me the Colts. Next one up, Washington is 5-3. They just got their butts whooped at home by Atlanta. Tampa was down huge to Carolina, then tried to make it a game and ended up losing by 14. That's kind of the way they've been playing as of late. Washington 5-3 on the road at 3-5 Tampa.
Another week with ha-ha Clinton Dix. They did not look good last weekend. I think they get it right. I think they are the better team. I will take Washington as the outright dog to go on the road in Tampa, get an interception or two off Fitzmagic, and I have them beating Tampa Bay.
Man, I really want to take Tampa Bay for some reason because the Washington offense, besides AP, really isn't good. It's Alex Smith. He's not going to be a deep threat, and granted, that's where the Buccaneers have sucked this year, is basically defending the pass. So I really want to take the Bucs and Fitzmagic, but I think the Fitzmagic ran out at the beginning of the year. So Redskins in a close game, very close towards the end.
Yeah, Tampa's an interesting team because you look at the last 2 weeks, and they were getting blown out, and both of them turned into ball games. Remember they were in Cincinnati 2 weeks ago and they were down, what, 20-something in like the fourth quarter of that game? And next thing you know, Cincinnati needed a walk-off kick to beat them. And they were down, I want to say, like 35-7 on Sunday at Carolina. And next thing you know, it was a one-score game, and they made it a ball game. So Tampa's an interesting team. The fear factor you just brought up, Joe, to me is real with Washington. Adrian Peterson has been a huge factor for their offense this year. And he's banged up right now. I know that because I got him on fantasy. He didn't do squat last week, and they're holding him out of practice this week. So that has me a little concerned about Washington. I do like their defense. I will take the Redskins, but it's a very low confidence pick for me. Very low confidence. Let's go too quickly, and then we'll break and get the rest of our picks in. Is anybody going to take Detroit to beat the Bears in Chicago?
No, Khalil Mack and Allen Robinson practiced today.
Ooh, got him back.
And they are expected to play and be back on the field. Chicago's a better team at home. I will take the Bears.
Bears going to be 6-3 after this week? Who would have thunk it before the season? But then they got Khalil Mack, so it makes sense, I guess.
They haven't played Minnesota yet, have they? Ooh. Chicago and Minnesota played yet?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think they have. I know they played Green Bay, obviously, on the opening night. I don't think they played Minnesota. That's interesting for the NFC North.
No, I think they have either.
Yeah, I'll take Chicago, too. And then the last one, I'm assuming nobody's taking Arizona to beat Kansas City.
Move on.
No. And they'll get the Vikings next week. The Bears will.
Oh, that's right. That's the Sunday night. Flex that one in for Sunday night football next week. There you go. All right, Kansas City. Yeah, they're at home against Arizona. Lay the big wood on that one.
Today, I'm laying the big wood.
Lay the wood. All right, Pro Football Challenge halfway done. We got some good games on the other side. We'll pick the rest of the NFL slate. We'll do it next on The Fam.
This is Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
I don't need a whole lot of money. I don't need a big
car. All right, hit me with some mic.
Get rid of the music. Let's get rid of the music.
Hey, Josh Stone, it's a good song.
I'm going to go ahead and not even be coy about it. I'm going to poke Patrick Harris.
Soft, deep. Did I not go soft?
You went like extra deep.
But when you have a high-pitched nasally voice, that's the only kind of low voice I got, man.
And he would lift it, and the tip would always touch, and it would make things go off.
Oh, he wanted you he did that on purpose.
Wait, what? I actually remember that. I don't know what it was in reference to, but halfway in between that, you hear the pause.
You know he did that on purpose, right?
No.
Yes, he did. You can hear him smiling and looking at
because
you as
halfway,
he said it.
Halfway through it, he realized what he was about to say. And he's like, I got to go forward.
There's no
with
way
this.
Somebody like him is on primetime and isn't aware of getting drops.
Yeah, you got to get the drop.
Just like on that show. They do have moments where they say things and you can kind of tell, they wanted a drop.
You got to lay the big wood every now and then. Hey, we'll get to some Portland Diamond Project stuff. Big night in sports, all that still to come. We're in the midst of our NFL picks, though. Pro Football Challenge, 1080thefan.com. Go play along. Left off with Arizona and Kansas City and Detroit and Chicago. I'm sorry both of those games exist, but they do. Next one up, the GOAT back at it.
Tom Brady.
After a nice little win on Monday Night Football.
He played on Sunday night.
The GOAT returns home at 4-4. He's got his groove back. He's hosting some guy named Tom Brady. 7-2 Pats at 4-4 Titans.
The GOAT versus the mediocre quarterback in Nashville.
Where's the Michael Jordan commercial for this game? GOAT v. GOAT. Who you got? Which GOAT you taking?
Well, they don't wear the same number. I'm going to take New England. New England is unbelievable the week before going into a bye. I follow a guy in Vegas. He says on average their last like 9 games, they've won by 22 points the weekend before the bye week. I don't expect that because it's a road game in Nashville. Tennessee's actually a decent defense. And I expect them to be able to move the ball on that New England defense, but I am still taking the Patriots to win this one.
Me as well. I would love to see Marcus get back-to-back wins. I was okay with it actually beating the Cowboys last weekend. He looked good doing it, so I'll accept that. If he could do it against the Patriots, that'd be awesome, but I just don't see that happening. So
rematch of last year's classic divisional round showdown.
Yeah,
what was the final
factor
of that game? 42?
It was 35-14.
And I thought they scored 42. Am I wrong?
I don't know. I know Tennessee jumped out to a 7-0 lead.
And then Marcus almost died on a sack.
That was the divisional game, right?
Yeah, because they beat Kansas City in the wild card round. Yeah, give me New England on the road. They're rolling right now. Might be the best team in the league. Next one up, I might make an argument that this is the worst game of the NFL season. And I challenge you both to find me a worse game.
It was 35-14.
35-14. I know my goats. Buffalo, 2-7. I believe Josh Allen is back in the starting lineup. Not that that matters, but he's back.
Well, it's better than having Nathan Peterman.
Is it? They are on the road at the New York Jets without Sam Darnold, who are probably better with McCown at quarterback. Jets hosting the Bills.
First of all, let's stop this crap of Josh McCown. They might be better with him.
18 touchdowns, 7 picks last year.
Dude, he was dope last year.
Sam Darnold has like 38
picks. We're talking about
this
year, not last year.
Darnold's not that good
this
year.
He hasn't had the chance to display the skill set.
I don't like that you rain so hard on how bad this game is, and then this is maybe your most confident betting game of the week.
Lock of the week, baby. Jets, 7.5.
You know, I'm okay getting one wrong because I ultimately don't care where I finish in this. I'm going to do this just to spite you. I'm going to pick Buffalo.
Do it.
Forget this. I'm picking
do
Buffalo.
It. I love it.
I'm tired of you being so confident in the Jets in this game. This game sucks.
Yeah, this is the worst game of the NFL season. Right, it has to be. Find me a worse game than this.
Would you rather watch two equally bad teams, or would you rather watch a great team versus maybe the worst team?
No, I would rather watch two equally bad teams.
But doesn't mean it's a better game. Arizona is the worst game.
It doesn't mean it's a better game. I don't like watching blowouts.
Did you see the Monday night matchup?
Those teams were vying for playoff spots.
Whoa, no.
Dallas was not vying
for
playoff spots.
No, this Monday night's game.
Oh, yeah, touche.
That might be the worst one on the NFL
schedule.
You
might be onto something there. But at least you have Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham to watch.
You got Nick Mullins, the GOAT at OBJ. What are you selling me for? Sell me on the Jets Bills.
Nick Mullins almost crying in this postgame.
Yeah, so
interview.
What are you selling me for Jets Bills?
McCown.
What's his name?
McCown.
You don't even know his name and you're selling me on somebody?
Eye?
It's not an I in there.
It's McCown. The small C. It's McCown. McCown. It's like McDonald's.
No, it's McCown.
There's no A.
Not throwing in an A.
You are at the end.
You just threw an A in.
McCown. Is this like the golf thing with Snoop?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Do you not hear what you're saying?
McCown.
McCown.
I think there's an A in there. Is there not?
You just said there's no A in there.
I spelt it with an A. I spelt it with an A.
That was a dumb moment in our show.
That was a very dumb moment.
That was a dumb moment in our show.
Okay,
everybody. This has to even out. Swag's always on you guys.
Are you taking the Jets or not? You taking the Jets, Bill? Okay, give me the Jets.
With McCown?
There you go. Let's all say Chargers on three. 1, 2, 3.
Chargers.
They're at Oakland this weekend. That's going to be a bloodbath. Let's all say Rams on three. 1, 2, 3. Rams. Anybody got the balls to take Seattle?
I think this is the only argument for Seattle to keep this close. This is it for them. They lose this game, they'll be 4-5. There is no chance they're finishing 6-1. They play Kansas City, Carolina, and Green Bay. I know Seahawks fan wants to be in the dance. Maybe you will. I'm sorry. I watched most of that Charger game. They were down 25-7. That score does not indicate the difference in that ball game. I'll admit if I'm wrong Monday, but no, I have no confidence that they'll win this game.
All right, I concede. There's no A in McCown.
Thank you.
McCown.
He does have the two C's.
He does have the two C's, yeah.
All right, Rams. Yeah, give me the Rams at home. Next one up, anybody going to take Miami in Green Bay?
Miami is 5-4. That is weird.
It is strange how they are there.
My Dolphins.
No, thank you, because this is a must-win for Green Bay at this point.
Yeah, Green Bay cannot afford to lose this for the same reason Seattle. They lose this game, and they're going to have to finish 7-1 at the worst.
Yeah, they've had a brutal schedule. I think they capitalized on Miami coming. Brock Osweiler's doing the
lineup. I guess it'd be 6, because they had that tie, huh?
Yep, they got that tie. Sunday night game, Philly should roll over Dallas. Are we all in agreement on that one?
Yeah, I'm loving that game from a betting angle. May put that tomorrow in spring in the line. I think the Eagles are going to roll the Cowboys, who just lost Sean Lee.
No comment.
You know what's going to happen.
You got a score prediction?
I took 31-17.
That sounds about right. I'll take 31-13.
Yeah, 31-17 Cowboys, about right. Go and stun them, yeah.
Last one up. Let's pick this ball game. Monday Night Football.
Sweet.
1-7 New York. At 2-7 San Francisco, 3 combined wins, Nick Mullins, the new GOAT. Who you got?
Can Kyle Whittingham and Mario Cristobal put on Giants and Niners shirts and then arm wrestle? And then whoever wins, that's who we get to pick? Because I have no idea. I'm going to go with San Francisco because they're playing at home and the Giants aren't good. Maybe Nick Mullins can harness the vibes from last week. I don't know. I'll take the Niners, I guess.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I guess it is just like, whatever, I guess I'll take them. Yeah, seeing that Nick Mullins tear it up, and I made fun of him, but that post-game interview where he was kind of getting choked up with Aaron Andrews, that was pretty cool.
Why you make fun of him for that? That's a kick-ass moment,
dude. That was an awesome moment.
Because I'm a douche, that's why. but it was cool, and I would like to see him go back-to-back, get some big wins. So
yeah, I'm taking the Giants in this one. Why, I don't know, but I'm taking the Giants.
Your guess is as good as mine, man.
Do you think it's one of those, like, they're in the locker room, like, you guys, we cannot
lose to the 49ers? I think we should make sure to not overreact to what the Niners did last week. I think that was more about Oakland just flat-out quitting.
Which is what I was actually going to say. Are you comfortable betting against the Niners again?
No, I will not bet that game.
Okay.
Not going anywhere near that ballgame, but I will take the Giants. There you go. Pro Football Challenge, 2 to 2:30 every single Thursday as we get set for the NFL weekend. We'll give some thoughts on the Thursday night game coming up in a little bit. But a question for you, the Mighty Fan listener. What are you going to watch the most of tonight? Thursday night football, Timbers Sounders, or Blazers Clippers? 55305 is the Bet U Today text line. That plus some Portland Diamond Project news all next. First, here's Joe with SportsCenter. I have been very fortunate to have, like, people give me wood.
This is Dirt and Sprague, gone 1080, The Fan.
Well played. Yeah, that's how the show started today, if you missed it. We were talking about the most manly thing you do, and I contended making a fire makes me feel very manly.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun start to the show.
It's nice to know where other people are at in life, too.
Yeah, like we're not the only unmanly people out there.
How many like friends that you see on a regular basis are like super manly guys that can do almost anything?
Not very many. It is a small select group.
Really?
Yeah. And you rely heavily on that group. When something goes wrong, the first person you call.
Yeah.
Hey, like my future father-in-law is kind of like this.
He's a do-it-all guy?
He knows how to do stuff with cars, house projects.
How much of that has to do with like going to school in his generation when you had shop?
I think that's part of it, for sure.
You just kind of grow up. You need to know how to do these
things. I think it's how you're raised. Like, my dad was never big at that. Like, he's not great with cars or, you know, that kind of stuff. So if you're not raised in it, you don't learn it at a young age. I mean, we got too much on our plates later in life to learn that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, we have time for it. We don't choose to make time for it.
Sure, we could, I guess. But, yeah, somebody said, I think it's passed down. I agree with that. I think it's a family thing. I think if your dad raises you as like a do-it-yourselfer with everything around your house, or whoever's raising you raises you as a do-it-yourselfer, then you're going to be a do-it-yourselfer.
So your dad wasn't a do-it-yourselfer?
No. He's not into like cars and stuff, not his expertise.
What about even housing things?
Not necessarily, no. Like plumbing stuff or fixing stuff.
I got a friend, he's, I think he's like 50-something, but I was talking to him the other day, and you know, every winter, he actually like winterizes his house by like with everything. You know how sometimes people will put those covers over their.
I do that every winter. I put the cover over the hose.
I'll do that. Do you do anything else?
No, that's about it.
He goes around to his whole house and he caulks all the windows every year.
That's a next level.
Next level.
Next level, dude.
I'm like, oh, we're supposed to do that? He's like, well, I've been doing that my whole life.
Keep my house warm, man.
Like, okay.
I mean, in theory, it makes sense, but who's got time for that kind of stuff, right?
I think we do. We're just lazy.
Yeah, you got that right. We'll get you to tonight's sporting events here in a moment. I do want to pass this along. I was talking to somebody. There's some news swirling around the Portland Diamond Project, what they're trying to do, all that kind of stuff. So I reached out to some people I know, and I was just curious. And basically the sense that I'm getting the latest update on the Portland Diamond Project and what they're doing.
Yeah, you got intel. You got sauces.
Sauces is that they have basically the area that I have been told that it is Oregon City, and that they have put down an option to purchase a ballpark site, a big chunk of land in Oregon City that is essentially an option for them, but mainly what the purpose and intent is to get the city of Portland to play ball with them.
So it's a leverage play.
It's essentially a leverage play. It is if we have to build a ballpark here, we will. But I still think their desired location is Terminal 2. There are all sorts of hurdles. And Isaac and Tuke talked a lot about this yesterday. And they were right on a lot of the hurdles that you have to overcome in working with the city. They have not necessarily heard all the things that they want to hear from Portland. Shocking, I know. But this was basically done as we have this option. If we have to build a ballpark here, we'll build it here. But it's just an option to try and put a little bit of pressure on the city of Portland to play ball.
Yeah, I think we had mentioned this yesterday when we discussed it, that this city, especially the sports fans, we are all 100% in, right? Like, I've never seen one text from a listener that goes, I'm done with it, I'm not supporting it. Everybody's in. This is where I think we may lose sight a little bit. I didn't disagree with anything I heard from Isaac on yesterday. Like, obviously, this is going to be a waiting game. They didn't want the information out there. This was leaked originally. My whole point is, when the people that text in about, hey, timeline and what about this and that, sure, this is going to be a lot of patience. We need to acknowledge the fact, though, even though it was leaked, you don't need to be giving more dates outside of that, right? Like, nobody forced, and I'm not calling him out. I'm just saying, when Baseballism held rally, get together, whatever it was, 2 days after we were doing our show at Baseballism, no one told Mike Berti had to go give a 4 to 6 week timeline on land, right? But it was done. Nobody told Darwin Barney he has to say in 25 to 45 days. Nobody, you know, 30 days after the PPS bidding that you're going to pull out. Well, 3 months later, was it not 30 days? Either way, my thing is not to like throw shade on them as a group, because I think they are incredible. I can't support them enough. I rock my MLB PDX shirt whenever I go somewhere unique. But my thing is, the only thing I would say where they've slipped is you do not need to be giving out deadlines and time frames when nobody's forcing you to do that.
Right.
Like, if you just continue to play the long game here, and they are, there's no doubt about that. But if you play the long game of, we are working on it, this is something we are serious about, we have the backing, you're going to get some that will probably be impatient. Like, why haven't we heard anything? But for the most part, I think the people that are calling things out right now are, hey, you keep giving me a deadline and you're selling me a t-shirt. I don't think there's anything wrong with being a little frustrated or kind of curious of why that is.
Yeah.
Because this group is going to need a lot of patience. They're going to need a lot of support. This is going to take time. There's nobody that would say otherwise. I just kind of viewed it, and I understand where the sports fans coming from of, if you never give a deadline, I don't have an expectation.
Right.
It's, I might be curious, and I might ask, I might text into a show, I might tweet somebody, and maybe I never get a response. But I understand some people that might be like, hey, you guys said 4 to 6. Hey, you said 20 days. Hey, just keep getting teased and teased without anybody, you know, you're not forced to do that tease.
Yeah, it's very true. We'll see what this all means. I mean, I tend to still feel like there is some sort of an announcement coming in the general near future. You know, if this kind of stuff is getting leaked and I'm finding out about it, that to me is a pretty big pressure play, just to kind of sense of, all right, we put an option in on a site in Oregon City, and I know they're also keeping options open in other suburbs. It's not just Oregon City. This is one that they picked so far. And if you get to the point where Portland is not going to be willing to cooperate in terms of zoning issues, in terms of public transportation, then I think they're going to get to a point where they simply move on and they say, you know what, we'll do it for probably half the cost in an outside suburb. And is it to everybody's liking and everybody's dream? No, we all have the dreams of a downtown.
Well, I mean, it is mine. I live in Oregon City.
Sure, it'd be
that's
nice.
A dream.
Right. I mean, you have dangerous visions of what 205 could look like at 5 o'clock as people were trying to get into the ballpark. Right. So, I understand the trepidation there. But ultimately, as long as it's done right, I don't really care where it's going to be. I think there'll be an immediate frustration, but they have these options and they need to use it. They need to use what leverage that they have. And if you're not getting Portland to cooperate with you, mm-hmm. This is the leverage that you have of saying, okay, you want to lose out on the revenue, you want to lose out on the tax money, you want to lose out on the tourism interests, you want to lose out on the location and what could be created around it. That's fine. We'll go somewhere else if you're not going to help us.
Yeah. Oregon City is, there's no way I buy that that's going to be where they end up. But interesting that you were told that it's Oregon City and the leverage play and what that means for them. I'm still going to go with the, I think it's T2. We have discussed this
that's
for months.
That's their desired side. They want to be a T2.
This is not any new development. I think everybody is aware. I don't care if you're covering it, you're not covering it, you're a fan, media, whatever. I think everybody has been well aware T2 is the preferred destination, right? It's the most area. It's the biggest turnaround of what a district could look like if you're to build a stadium there. You have some parking. You add apartments. You put local transit there.
Yep.
And by the way, that's going to be where the city has to step up and say, okay, we'll help with this because of what it means. I know the zoning issues. We have talked about that off the air, you and I, because of the people you talked to that also gave you this Oregon City information that you replace it. You got to put it somewhere else, et cetera.
Yeah, for every change in zoning location, right. You have to find another place in the city to replace
but
it.
But I don't think it's any secret. I don't think anybody's ever breaking news by telling everybody that T2 is their preferred destination.
Yeah.
The Zidell site, I don't know how serious they are about that. I think they're sniffing around. But that one's tough because how do you figure parking out?
Yeah, it would be a nightmare down
here. Don't just sell me on the Tillicum Bridge. That's only going to help so many people.
Although, to be fair, it's probably going to be a nightmare traffic-wise no matter where they put it. We just have to understand that. So I think you
but
all
you can't build
points.
A district down here. If you do T2 and you drive past that all the time when you're on the 405 or the Fremont, I should say. But when you do T2, you can imagine like a whole area where there's like two apartment buildings, bar, restaurant, street. The stadium's there. There's a little parking, and maybe you work in transit.
Yep. So there's some updates on you on the Portland Diamond Project. Was told they put an option in on a site, and we'll see what it does and where it goes from here. But something to keep an eye on, and hopefully we get some big news here soon.
Somebody says, what's T2? Yeah, T2 is the Terminal 2 site,
yeah.
And that's just like by the Fremont Bridge.
Right.
That industrial area that's not being used.
Yep, and that's, I think, they're still their desired location, and I think it's a dream spot for a ballpark, but we'll see where it all goes. Hey, big night in sports. We'll close out the show there next on The Fam.
This is Dirt and Sprague, gone 1080, The Fan. Come on
over. we'll dive a little more into that topic tomorrow. It's an interesting one.
The
Portland Diamond Project stuff, yeah. An interesting back and forth with people on Twitter today about locations and what it would mean, all that kind of stuff.
So. Well, the one thing I haven't seen like Twitter and text, but the one thing I've disagreed with the entire time, regardless of location, is it ideal in Gresham? No. Is it ideal in Hillsboro, Oregon City? Anywhere you want to fill in the blank. No, it's not.
It depends on where you live.
Well,
and who you're asking. If somebody lives in Hillsboro, they would love to have it in Hillsboro.
But what's the dream setup?
Right, the dream is downtown.
It's in Portland. We get the views, et cetera. There's no disputing that.
But downtown's out. I mean, you're talking about Terminal 2 now. I mean, that's the location that if
right,
it's in
you get
Portland,
the downtown backdrop. That's what you're getting. But in terms of the suburbs, this is where I disagree. I don't like people that are just like, well, I'm out. If it's in Gresham, I'm out. If it's Hillsboro, I'm out. If it's this place, I'm out. Yeah. I mean, you either like baseball and you want it in Portland or you don't. This is not a deal breaker for me. Am I disappointed? Yeah, and I'll share those sentiments. If they go to Gresham because they can't get a deal with Portland, I will say, damn this city and how hard they are to work with. It kind of sucks for me, not as much, but there's a lot of people it would suck for. And I think on that note, we can acknowledge it and then move on and get ready to support Major League Baseball. Like,
should be kick ass. Yep.
Yeah, deal breaker supporting. Like, I don't know. If it's a deal breaker and you're not supporting it outside of Portland, then you're not really for it.
Right. Well, and for all the people that say that, how many more people would go because the ballpark is built in their area? Right. I mean, you're going to get that no matter where you build it. The people who live on the opposite side of that map are going to say, damn it, it's too far away. Right. But you're welcoming a whole new group of fans in. Let's get to this. Family four-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters at the Moda Center Thursday, December 27th. Call the number 4-503-250-1080. You win a family four-pack of tickets for Thursday, December 27th. Chance to go see the Harlem Globetrotters. They're walking around the building right now. They're
I just
out.
Met one. Hoops.
Hoops. What's up, Hoops?
She said the ticket's still available on Portland Perks as well.
And we'll have some more of those to give away tomorrow if you don't win them today.
Yeah, it's always a fun show to go to with the kiddos.
There you go. Hey, big night in sports tonight. Thursday night football. We finally got a good game. Not that we haven't had any this year, but sometimes you get clunkers. It's always nice to get a good one. Carolina and Pittsburgh. A couple teams not only vying for division titles, but also playoff spots. Then on top of that, you have the Timbers. For those of you who are soccer inclined, they are playing the second leg of their playoff match against the Sounders. They won the first one 2-1.
2-1.
2-1. And then the tiebreaker there is road goals. Mm-hmm. So Seattle's got the road goals. So you got to keep all that stuff in perspective. This is the second leg of that tonight in Seattle. And then you got Blazers and Clippers. Blazers are playing good tonight.
I'm going to find a way to put all three on. I'm going to start, obviously, with Thursday Night Football on the old big screen. Blazer game will start at 7, so I'll put that on the old laptop. And then once that football game wraps, the Blazer game goes to the big screen. I'll put the Timbers on the old laptop FS1 and check in on that periodically.
This narrowed up a little bit. We had a poll question. What will you watch the most of tonight? 37% said Thursday Night Football. 34% said Blazers, Clippers. 29% said Timbers and Sounders.
Okay.
What are you going to watch the most of? Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the biggest of importance because it's the playoffs. I think the most general fan interest is going to be Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, I mean.
But then you have also the diehard Blazer fans who are fired up because that team's playing good basketball right now. It's going to be fun. You like the Panthers or the Steelers tonight?
I like the Panthers and the Steelers. I said a few weeks ago, I didn't really buy them much. That Philly game was weird. They were down 17 points. They responded well last couple weeks. I like them to keep it close. I'm not really seeing a blowout here. And I hope we don't have to replay that cut on Friday's show because the Steelers end up blowing them out.
Yeah, it's one of those. I mean, both these teams are playing great right now, and I think that's what makes it fun. But Thursday Night Football, you just never know what you're going to get. Carolina going on the road scares me a little bit. Pittsburgh had the Antonio Brown thing. He was busted for going, 100 miles an hour last night. So that one was happening. I am going to take Carolina to pull off the upset tonight. Not feeling great about it. I love the way they're playing. Defensively, they've been really good.
Steelers are playing good, too.
Steelers are, and I won some money on them last weekend. I won money on both these teams last weekend. But I think one of the things that we're not paying enough attention to is the season that Cam Newton is having. He's not blowing it out of the ballpark numbers-wise, but the big thing for him this year was his completion percentage and what it could get to under North Turner. He's north of 67%. His career completion percentage is 59%. That's a huge jump. Last year, he was at 59. The year before that, in 2016, he completed 52% of his passes. We've seen almost 16% increase in completion percentage. 15 touchdowns to 4 picks, so he's not turning the ball over as much. He's playing really good football, and North Turner's helped him a ton. I'm going to take Cam Newton and the Panthers to get a win on the road.
There you go.
Boom goes the dynamite.
I love this. Tell you the truth, I'm getting tired of listening to you guys beat it to death with rumors.
I'm going to keep talking about it. That story gets me too fired up.
You must be getting tired of every other show then. I don't know what to tell you there.
Yeah, that story gets me too fired up. I love talking about it.
It's Portland baseball, man.
Yep. Hey, who's your pick to win the South? 37% said Utah. Who are you taking a game, Alabama or Buffalo? 56% of you say the Bills minus 28.5.
Yeah, the reason this is a poll question, by the way, was because Vegas released the spread. If Bama played the Bills would be
28.5-point favorites.
28.5-point favorites. And I would take Buffalo minus the 28.5.
Yes. There you go. Good little show. If you missed it, we had Kyle Whittingham on. Go check it. Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at noon. Number one is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.